Matt Bouchard is joining us, coach of the North Squad, a Gannis All-Star football game, Salem High football coach. And, Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Matt, tell us what you are able to do, or actually, before we get into the practicing, tell me a bit about your reaction and thoughts about being the Gannis head football coach for the North Squad.
Well, it's always an honor. I think the Gannis game is one of the you know, kind of cornerstones of athletics in the Northeast, you know, so getting an opportunity to get out there and coach in June is something always special. I was very excited to do it. I know my staff equally was excited to get out there and work with some of the best talent in the North Shore.
I want to ask you about some of those players in a moment, but tell me about your approach. How does it work, or what can you do, or what do you do, in leading up to an All-Star game?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, there are a couple components there, right? A lot of these guys haven't had really football-type contact, obviously, for quite some time. So there's a piece there where we need to kind of get them conditioning for contact. But in the same respect, we have limited time to get, you know, a team ready to go play a game. So, you know, we had basically a 6-day game plan, you know, to work through, you know, everything we need to install from offense, defense, and special teams. And the kids were super responsive. You know, obviously we're dealing with talented kids, but I think their football IQ allowed us to really kind of just continue to move through our installs pretty quickly. So we're excited to kind of put some of this together on Wednesday and put on a show for all the fans.
Tell me about some of the players. I know we can't go through all of them, but drop a few names to us and tell me about some of the names and players and roles that they'll have for the North Squad on Wednesday night.
Yeah, no, happy to. I think, you know, I think the North gets, you know, a number of schools that, you know, at Salem I got a chance to compete against. So going into, you know, this game, there was a lot of talent I was very keen to work with. And some talent that I've only seen on film and never, you know, really seen in person. So, you know, if you're talking about from a skill position perspective, you know, our rivals over at Beverly, we have Smalls and Sop, two gentlemen that are very talented. You know, we have Nick Costa at the linebacker spot from Lynn Classical. You know, I think from a Maskenomet perspective in the running back spot, we have Will Shannon, you know, who we try to defend in the regular season. And it's nice to have him on our side going into this game. So I think if you look, you know, across the board, I think a lot of the talented kids that are in the North Shore, you know, I think, you know, the Gannis Foundation did just a great job of, you know, selecting, you know, some of the best kids out there. And we've been really excited over the last 6 days to really work with these guys.
Yeah, so you have a lot of the squad, the way it breaks down, and you never know how they're going to divide it up from year to year. It's all, yeah, but you have like Northeastern Conference teams or players from the Northeastern Conference teams, and also the Lynn schools, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Does that sound about right? Yeah.
Yeah, so we have Lynn schools, so it'll be Classical, English, Lynn Tech. We have Hamilton, Wenham, St. Mary's, Triton, Ipswich, Linfield, Masco, Salem. I think that's in English, obviously.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Who's coaching with you this year for the Gannis game?
So we got the Salem staff, you know, working with me. I did bring back Ed Mercia. If you remember, many years ago, Ed Mercia coached with Coach Conley at Salem, as well as myself for a number of years. And great to have him back out there with us. But it's primarily my coaching staff. So for on the defensive side of the ball, we have John Robinson and Cliff Exelholm as co-coordinators. Anthony Grimes, a famous standout at Salem High School in his playing days, he's coaching defensive backs. And then on offense, we have Coach Christie, who's doing wide receivers, and Mark Sampson, who is doing offensive line. So we pretty much have our whole staff there, and makes it a lot easier to install a lot of the concepts that we're trying to do, obviously having guys that worked with me for over 10 years.
I got, let me follow. Let's wrap it up with one question back to Salem football, if we could. Tell me about your non-league schedule, because that's a key component nowadays for teams as to who they have in the non-league. And so tell us more about what you're planning this fall for Salem football, for the schedule and the non-league schedule.
Yeah, no, happy to. I think, you know, for us, the last few years, our non-league schedule was designed to compete in Division VI, and unfortunately, and we're also in the process of building our program. And unfortunately, last couple of years, we got moved to Division IV, so that schedule didn't kind of put us in the best position when it came to postseason play. So that was a big factor going into this season. You know, we've really set a good foundation at Salem, and we really want to be competitive. So we've kind of flipped our schedule a little bit when it comes to strength of opponents, you know, for those first few games. You know, we're going to come right out of the gate with Arlington. And I do think that's going to, again, be a competitive matchup for week one. And then we played Danvers week two. So very, very different, you know, from previous years. But I know that our guys, especially our upperclassmen, are really excited about the shift in schedule. You know, they want to go out and really prove, you know, they got the stuff to compete. So it's definitely motivating them right now in the weight room. You know, we got a good attendance there in our summer program, and hopefully that translates right over into the fall.
Sounds good. Well, Matt, anything else you want to share with us, either about Salem football or about the Aganis All-Star game that is coming up on Wednesday? And, of course, you're coaching the North team. Anything on that I didn't ask you about that you think is important?
Just one thing to highlight, because obviously I didn't get a chance to go through everybody. I will say that, you know, I didn't highlight some of the young men from Triton, but one young man I'd like to highlight is Max. Max is a coming a senior, obviously, at Triton, playing quarterback there. And he actually has been kind of a linchpin in our ability to kind of get things deployed. So really, really it's been a pleasure working with Max. And, you know, I'm obviously looking forward to watching him get out there and actually, you know, put all the pieces that he's helped build this last week into play, and hopefully, like I said earlier, put on a little bit of a show.
Sounds good. Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time. We'll be talking again soon, I guess, as the high school season approaches. But best of luck to you guys and, of course, the players from the North in Wednesday's All-Star game. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Mac Bouchard, Salem High football coach, excuse me, gave him another job there. Salem High football coach and also, of course, the coach of the North squad for the Aganis All-Star football game to be played on Wednesday.